Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for March 14, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Welcome to Pi Day. March 14th is celebrated annually as Pi Day because 3.14 represents the first three significant digits of pi, a mathematical constant used to calculate the circumference of a circle. It's an irrational number, meaning it cannot be exactly expressed as a simple fraction, and its decimal representation goes on forever without repeating. So far, it's been estimated to 22 trillion digits and counting. Pi Day is celebrated by math enthusiasts around the world with activities that include eating pie, discussing the significance of pie, and engaging in mathematical competitions. So go out and have a piece of your favorite pie today. Congratulations to the FIA and the FIA team on an excellent BOCA 2024. I don't say that because they honored me with the Hall of Fame, though that definitely skews my perspective. It was a well-run event with terrific speakers and panels, good social events, and no arguments in the bar breaking out between crypto bros and veteran exchange leaders. Thank you to Walt, Emma, Jackie, Elena, and more for a great BOCA. Speaking of baking, BACT has some egg on its face today as it was notified by NYSE of non-compliance with NYSE trading share price listing rules because as of March 12, 2024, the average closing price of BACT's Class A common stock was less than $1 over a consecutive 30-day trading period. BACT says it intends to cure the deficiency and return to compliance with the NYSE rules. The U.S. Department of Treasury and IRS have launched the Direct File Pilot Program, now offering a free tax filing service, including a Spanish version, starting at 1 p.m. on March 12th, available in 12 states for taxpayers with simple tax situations. Direct File is a free and secure platform that the Treasury Department says is user-friendly across devices, ensuring accurate returns without hidden fees. Treasury also provides live customer support. The Financial Stability Oversight Council, or FSOC, in collaboration with the Brookings Institution, is set to host a conference on artificial intelligence, AI, and financial stability on June 6 to 7, 2024, in Washington, D.C. The event will address the rapid integration of AI in financial services, discussing its benefits and potential risks to the financial system. Participants from both public and private sectors will explore the balance between fostering innovation and managing risks and strategies for effective oversight of AI-related financial stability risks. The conference will take place at the U.S. Department of the Treasury and the Brookings Institution, with a live webcast available for public viewing. Further information is accessible on the Treasury website. At FIA BOCA 2024, I ended up conducting 38 video interviews. We had three cancellations the last day and two the first day, but we rescheduled one and added one. We will start releasing those videos next week. We have some other editorial interviews we need to get out in the interim. Our next conference will be the Options Industry Conference, to be held April 30th to May 2nd, 2024 in Asheville, North Carolina. The early bird registration fee break ends tomorrow, so register today with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Kane to leave Citadel Securities for senior MIAX role from Risk.net, Structured Products and the Broken VIX Discourse from the Financial Times, and Broadridge launches Global Futures and Options fully hosted trading platform from The Trade. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Business Insider. The headline, Bitcoin hits new record above 73,000 as demand from ETF soars. Bitcoin surged to an all-time high on Wednesday as demand from spot Bitcoin ETFs continues to hit new records. The price of Bitcoin jumped as high as 2.2% in Wednesday morning trades to hit $73,679. The bulk of the demand for Bitcoin has been driven by spot Bitcoin ETFs, which were launched in January after gaining approval from the SEC. On Tuesday, a record $1.1 billion flowed into spot Bitcoin ETFs, excluding flows from the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. Driving the charge in the Bitcoin ETFs is BlackRock, which attracted a record $849 million in inflows on Tuesday, according to data from JP Morgan. My comment. If Bitcoin has a parabolic price event like nickel, who steps in to stop it? Or can anyone when you have decentralized markets? And even if the CFTC had oversight over Bitcoin cash markets, that would only be U.S.-related cash markets. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, World in Unknown Territory After Heat Record, says head of UN's climate body. IPCC Chair Jim Skia believes more science needed to understand extraordinary temperatures over past year. Record temperatures over the past year have thrust the world into, quote, unknown territory, unquote, the head of the UN's climate science body said, after the critical benchmark of 1.5 Celsius above pre-industrial levels was breached in the past year. Jim Skia, who took over last July as chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, said that he was surprised in one sense that the average global temperature last year exceeded the 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold set out in the Paris Agreement. My comment. Seems like the Earth decided to skip mild and went straight for extra spicy this year, leaving even the experts reaching for more data like it's a glass of cold milk. Here's another story, this one from Fortune. The headline, NVIDIA founder tells Stanford students their high expectations may make it harder for them to succeed. I wish upon you ample doses of pain and suffering. We are often told that setting the bar high is key to success. After all, if you shoot for the moon and miss, at least you'll land with the stars. But NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang wants privileged Gen Z grads to lower their expectations. Quote, people with very high expectations have very low resilience, and unfortunately, resilience matters in success, unquote, Huang said during a recent interview with the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Quote, one of my great advantages is that I have very low expectations, unquote. My comment, looks like NVIDIA CEO is rebooting the age-old wisdom for the tech-savvy generation. To truly reach the stars, you need to start by debugging your dreams first. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Bloomberg's Grayscale plans new Bitcoin fund as GBTC sheds billions. Second was stock investor with 1,900% gain breaks long silence in Japan, also from Bloomberg. Third was our penny stocks getting the meme stock treatment from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, Superfluous People versus AI, What the Jobs Revolution Might Look Like. The specter of technological unemployment is causing fear, but we should treat the coming changes as an opportunity. The first time I heard the term superfluous people was when reading the 19th century Russian writers Alexander Pushkin and Ivan Turgenev in their stories Mollycoddled World-Weary Layabouts from the Minor Nobility would chase women, gamble away their inheritance, and shoot each other in duels. like the fifth wheel on a cart, as Turgenev described them, they could find little purpose in life, and their real-life counterparts would later be sucked into radical causes. Such elite overproduction is sometimes blamed for fueling the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. The second time I heard the term superfluous people was in a more recent and chilling conversation with a West Coast venture capitalist. Only this time it was in connection with the artificial intelligence revolution. His view was that the machines would soon be able to do almost all the jobs humans currently do, rendering a lot of us superfluous. Quote, there will be only two types of jobs in the future, those that tell machines what to do and those that are told by machines what to do, unquote, he said. In other words, either you will be the one writing the algorithms instructing Uber drivers where to go, or you will be the Uber driver being told by the algorithm where to go. Then again, both jobs might disappear with the arrival of fully self-driving cars. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, women aren't getting the big jobs at Goldman Sachs, and they're heading for the exits. The Wall Street giant pledged to bring more women into senior ranks. Instead, top talent says better opportunities are elsewhere. When David Solomon became CEO of Goldman Sachs just over 5 years ago, he made promoting women to senior levels of the firm a priority. On Monday, he'll host several women partners for dinner at his Manhattan apartment, where he'll face questions on why that hasn't worked out. Roughly two-thirds of the women who were partners at the end of 2018 have left the firm or no longer have the title, a Wall Street Journal analysis found. The same can be said of just under half of the male partners at the time. And lastly, here's a story from the New York Times, the headline, a new surge in power use is threatening U.S. climate goals. A boom in data centers and factories is straining electric grids and propping up fossil fuels. Something unusual is happening in America. Demand for electricity, which has stayed largely flat for two decades, has begun to surge over the past year. Electric utilities have nearly doubled their forecast of how much additional power they'll need by 2028. As they confront an unexpected explosion in the number of data centers and abrupt resurgence in manufacturing driven by new federal laws and millions of electric vehicles being plugged in. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.